our mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Lots to talk about here tonight. Your calls are the primary element if you make them. 1-800-259-9231. We'll start out with a little bit of good news and then some really scary news. Like some frighteningly bad news that all parents need to be aware of. I'm not even a parent, but that doesn't mean I'm not concerned about this. It's about your child's health. But first, we go to the good news out of what happened today, actually, here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. Keene District Court, as you know, has been not the nicest of courtrooms to the activists up here. If you've listened to the show for a little while, you know that on Free Talk Live, many of the hosts have moved here to New Hampshire in order to be part of an activist movement. We've moved here to be active for liberty so we can achieve freedom in our lifetimes. And we've gotten together with other like-minded people who are doing the same thing, and more people are coming here. We'll tell you a little more about the Free State Project a little later. But people have been gathering across New Hampshire and have been getting active, not just politically, but also in the realm of non-cooperation, civil disobedience. And one of those, one of the continuing examples of continued disobedience, non-cooperation, has been not standing for judges. Now, this started before, long before, Mark, you had figured out what a Quaker was and the fact that Quakers, if you're part of the Quaker religion, you don't have to stand for anybody because it's my understanding of the at least that tenet, which you say Quakerism doesn't really have any tenets, but at least that portion of the Quaker religion is that they don't hold one man above another. So, therefore, standing for a judge would be completely out of the question.
That's correct.
And that's even if you respect the guy, apparently.
Well, you know, you would stand for a judge if you stood for everyone.
But I see.
I don't.
Right. The original
and the judge certainly doesn't stand for me.
Exactly. The original reason that people were doing that, though, is to show as a protest what this guy is doing. As a judge, he is, as part of his job, extracting money from what are mostly poor people. But either way, anybody that money is extracted from is a crime. It's theft. It's extortion. It's robbery. They do that all day long in this courtroom, and they do it all day long in courtrooms across the country. These judges, even if you do believe in the system, do not deserve to be stood for because they're hurting people. They're not protecting. They're not serving, except for the occasional case that will come through of domestic violence or rape or something else that's an actual crime. And I don't know if rape would even go to this court. It's not a felony court. It's a district court. And so they only handle the, the traffic stuff and the misdemeanors. So for the most part, these guys are not dealing with real criminals who have actually harmed other people. So it doesn't seem to me that they should be stood for any reason. So as a result of people not standing up for this particular judge and doing it in front of full view of the courtroom, I mean, people will sit up in the first row or two, basically, of the court. And so anybody else that happens to be in the court at that time will take note.
They'd make a big deal of it.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure you mean they is. You mean the court would make a big deal?
No, the people not standing make a big deal of not standing. I mean,
Oh, right. Well, I mean, if you think it's a big deal just to remain seated, I don't know. It felt like a big deal the first time I did it because I was nervous about the, they might arrest me or what's going to happen if I do this. I was pretty nervous about it, but it's no big deal now. Now it's routine. In fact, it's so routine that every activist does it. Like even the ones that are brand new, they probably still have the butterflies in their belly. But when you're around other people who are doing that, who are not standing for the judge or doing some other form of non-cooperation, the courage spreads. Just one person being courageous can help encourage others to be courageous. We know that Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, who's currently in a jail cell, is an inspiration to a lot of people in that way. When you've got 10 people doing non-cooperation, it's that much more inspirational, I think, to people that are watching it who otherwise would never have considered doing such a thing.
And well, I think that one can assign whatever reasons one wants. The reason that I choose not to stand for the judge is because I believe that God did create all men equally, mm-hmm. and the idea that you have to stand for one of them, you know, through achievement or through the respect for the job that he does or the lineage of the job, I don't really understand all that stuff. To me, he's just a guy doing a job. And
a man in a robe.
It's abhorrent to show any kind of respect to him, you know, any kind of respect to him above what I would show to anybody else. That just doesn't make any sense. I mean, why would you show any more to him than anyone else?
Well, I mean, if you're really asking why, the reason is because the system is designed to train us to be obedient. And so it's just like in elementary school.
But
where
that judge, that's exactly the truth. That judge is going to, if he goes into another person's courtroom and he doesn't have on the silly dress thing, he doesn't have the costume mm-hmm, on.
Yeah.
He's going to stand for the next judge. Because you really are standing for the costume.
You're standing for the court.
And I don't, to me, the government has set itself up as God. And I refuse to respect it as such. The government is not my God. If there is a devil on this planet, I believe that, in fact, it might very well be the government. Or government as, you know, in quotation, all governments everywhere.
You'll get no objection from me.
People can do things in the auspices of authority that they would never do themselves. You know, a soldier wouldn't come home and just shoot somebody, but they'll darn sure do it on the field if they were told by a higher up who was told by a higher up who was told by a higher up who was
told
by a higher up.
God blesses him for it.
Yeah. People will walk around. People will drive around. People at my Quaker church will drive around with Obama stickers with peace signs in them, and they believe that they support peace by supporting Obama.
That's crazy.
This is the same guy that is responsible for the deaths of hundreds of for Pakistan. Pakistanis and Afghanis at this point. He's a murderer. And just because he's the president of the United States does not absolve him of it. It wouldn't absolve him if he's the head of any state. If you tell someone to go out and kill someone else and you give them money to do it, you're a murderer.
Wow. Nick, your thoughts?
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with the general sentiment.
You nailed it, Mark. Yeah.
The fact is people don't view actions that are done under the guise of the state in the same way that they would if a regular average person was doing it. And
yeah, well, if somebody else stole money from you and then demanded you stand up for him, you would just be, as long as he didn't have a gun trained on you, you'd be absolutely outraged and refuse to do that.
Yeah,
but they do have guns.
Right. I mean, there is an air of legitimacy that most people seem to attach to the government, and it's undeserved.
They did go to government schools.
Right. I mean, but it is undeserved because the government is based completely on the initiation of force. That's how they fund themselves, and that's largely what they do with the funding that they do get, is to make more rules and initiate force on people for the fun of it.
You know, if this guy, this judge, or any judge, were to actually stop hurting peaceful people, I could see standing up for the guy. Like, wow, you really had a turnaround. Congratulations. I'm going to stand up for you just because you're no longer hurting peaceful drug users or people that have driven through a stop sign, not stopped fully, people that have speeding tickets. All day long, this guy's ringing a cash register, turning people over, dumping out their pockets, and moving them on. And so if he were to stop
justice.
That, right, if he were to stop that, I could understand actually standing for the guy, but that's a long ways off in the future. And of course, if he were to actually start doing the right thing, we'd have no reason to be in his courtroom in the first place. So today, here's what happened that I'm so excited about. I think it was really cool. The activists, as they normally do, did not stand when the judge came in. But the important point is, we were the entirety of the audience. It was 1:30 in the afternoon. It was a late arraignment that they'd scheduled. And so it was about 10 activists sitting there, all together, sitting there. Judge comes in, all rise, and nobody does anything. Typical, right? I mean, there's nothing new there except for maybe that we were everyone in the courtroom. I think that...
sometimes there were more other people.
It's usually like most of the time there are other people in there. In fact, at most arraignments, the courtroom is packed full of people. And so usually at these arraignments, we're the only ones that stay seated. And at the beginning of the trial, we were the only ones in the courtroom. But at the end, or not trial, but arraignment, at the end of the arraignment, things were a little bit different. A couple of other folks who were not related to us in any way, just another couple of estate victims, had come into the court and sat down. I'll tell you what happened when the judge left. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? to take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what IonicZone has to offer. IonicZone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com. Take advantage of those. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained to resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, But you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at the top of freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Just real quick, going to finish up the good news here, and eventually we'll get into some really frightening news for parents. But the good news is that today we had a record, an amazing day in court. Now, the actual court activity was relatively unmentionable. I mean, it was just an arraignment. It was very fast. The judge scheduled a trial for one of the disorderly six, one of the six people that were arrested after, a few minutes after our friend Sam was arrested. Now, if you tuned in last night, you heard us interviewing Sam.
He's, he's part of the disorderly seven, right?
Okay, I've heard it called the disorderly six. Maybe they're calling it the disorderly seven. I don't know.
I mean, it seems like it. I mean, I understand.
They dropped the disorderly charge against Sam, though. But yeah, I guess you're right. The disorderly seven. I called them the disorderly six because they were all arrested all at the same time. And anyway,
gotcha.
It was an arraignment for one of them. That part went relatively uneventfully. The activists, as they normally do, did not stand for the judge when he entered the courtroom, and the judge, as he has been normally doing, completely ignored the fact that no one stood for him. The entire courtroom did not stand for this.
This is what makes the most sense that they can do. Throwing people in jail for not standing for contempt.
He threatened that in the past.
He did previously.
He had threatened people who did not stand. And there was a little while where people were really scared about what might happen. But nobody seems to be too scared anymore. And so that's good. Now, people are getting more bold, and they're getting more willing to participate, or rather not.
Well, there's no guarantee he won't start having people arrested.
There is no guarantee.
Some future date either, though.
Then he'll be arresting a bunch of Quakers who are they have the freedom of religion to not stand.
I've managed to pretty successfully convert quite a few Quakers around here.
I am a new Quaker myself. Are you a Quaker, Nick?
If I were to use it for the purposes of not standing in the courtroom, I suppose I could say
you sound
that.
Like you're a bad Quaker.
Do you have to be a good Quaker to be able to call yourself a Quaker?
I'm not prepared to throw you in jail for it, but I don't know if I respect your authenticity.
So the arraignment happened. Nobody stood when the judge came in, and then as usual, they always call "all rise" when the judge leaves the courtroom. And this time they did that, and this time no one in the courtroom stood up. Except the difference was two folks had come in. To the victims, the other victims that were there for trial or arraignment or whatever what they were scheduled for, they had come in during the arraignment and had taken a seat a few rows behind us. So we were in full view of them when nobody decided to stand for the judge when he left. As I turned around to look at the other activists, I was sitting in the front row at the time, I turned around to look at the other activists, they were still seated when that judge was leaving the room. So the good news today is that for the first time that I have noticed, at least, we were joined by the audience. The rest of the audience joined us, joined the Liberty activists here in not standing for the judge. And I thought I found that particularly momentous. I found it a great example of how it is that peer pressure can work in a very positive manner, because if you think about it, had that been a morning arraignment, which is, you know, by the book, usual, people ring in the cash register, people make cutting deals, pleading guilty and all that, then when the judge came in, if the room was packed full of other court victims, state victims, they all would have stood up, because that's what they've been told to do, and they're scared to death of what might happen if they don't. They don't respect the judge. They're afraid of this man. They're in there because he's going to hurt them or one of their loved ones. That's why they're sitting in that room.
Well, you know, to me, respect, love, fear, all these emotions are sort of mixed up in me. And I remember being raised in a Christian home with, going to church, Sunday school, Christian school, the whole thing. And I really feel that kids are confused when, especially with the King James Bible, where they say that, you've got to fear God, and fearing God means loving God or being, respectful of God or worshiping God. It's all mixed up together. And government, as far as I'm concerned, government has taken the position above God because God only asks for 10% of what you produce. Government asks for something like 50. So
God gives you free will.
Right. At the very least.
I mean, by their religion.
I think that they're happy with you just fearing the government. That's all they want. They don't want the respect of government. It's not for the respect of the office of judge.
Fear and obey.
It's for the fear of the office of judge.
Fear and obey.
We'll take respect, fear's just as good, and I think they're happier with it.
Well, and it was very happy for me. It was a happy moment when I saw these two folks sitting in there that we had no idea who they were. We'd never seen them before. They didn't take time to introduce themselves to us or anything like that. Just that I acknowledged that they continued to stay seated. I thanked them for that, and wow, how cool is this? I mean, that essentially, because the majority of the audience, that was us, we were 10 out of 12 at that point, the majority of the audience did not stand for the judge, so the rest of the audience followed suit.
They probably didn't even pay attention, you know, and hear it.
They were paying attention.
You know, that they heard the all right?
Absolutely. I looked at them, and I acknowledged them afterwards, and I said, you guys didn't stand either, and she nodded her head. Mm. They did not stand for that judge. And so I think it had to do, they would have stood for him if they'd been the only one sitting in there, and they would have stood for him if the courtroom was full of people. But because the majority of the court audience were activists who were not standing for the judge, they joined in. And I think that bodes well for what we're doing up here in New Hampshire, just in general. I mean, not just in the non-cooperation realm, but also the world of politics as well. I think it bodes well that these people do understand some of what we're doing. Even if they don't understand all of the principles that might be behind it, they do understand that they're being tyrannized and they're being harmed by these people. And they wish they knew what they could do about it. They wish they had a solution. And if somebody shows up with something, these people will come. Many of them will come on board. And so having more people in the same geographic region doing this stuff, whether it's non-cooperation or politics, is going to excite the New Hampshire natives, or the natives wherever. We're talking about New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Nick, you're one of those New Hampshire natives that was excited by the liberty activists moving in here. And these people ran, just a couple random people in the courtroom, engaging in civil disobedience with us. They didn't come in planning to do that, most likely, but they did it. They saw the opportunity to join a group of people who were displaying some real courage. I know it's not the most courageous of acts to not stand in a courtroom, but if you've never done it before, you'll feel a little timid. You'll feel a little intimidated when you're getting ready to not stand for a judge. Your butterflies will be going in your stomach, perhaps, because there is a possibility the judge is going to get outrageous about it and, you know, throw you in a jail cell. But if everybody's doing it, they don't have enough cells for everybody. So I was really encouraged by that moment today, and I just wanted to share it with you as an example of how this movement is maturing. We have enough people attending enough activism events that are doing things that are so unusual and so exciting to people. They're joining in. They're getting together with us. More on the way. You bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
Yeah, Nick.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com, and that'll get you on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Do you want liberty in your lifetime? Don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening June 25th through the 28th. In beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com. That's porkfest with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. And we will see you there because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live every single night of Porkfest. And it was a blast last year. Looking forward to being back this time around, being in the company of hundreds of like-minded individuals who are also seeking liberty in their lifetimes and who are willing to pick up and move their lives here to New Hampshire in order to do it. It's such an exciting movement and keeps getting better as more people come here and add their ideas into the fray, if you will, into the all of the they're teaming up, they're getting together, they're brainstorming, new ideas are coming out, things that are that were heretofore impossible to achieve in the liberty movement have become possible because of the amount of people that are getting together. And you can feel what that's like if you come up to Porkfest. Great excuse to do so. Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Let's go to your phone calls and to the phones and the fun. We've got Travis. No, excuse me. Make that Dave in Nevada. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Hey, there's a cool, another radio show I podcast from NPR called This American Life. Have you heard of that? You guys
yeah.
heard about it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I was just listening to their, today I was listening to the podcast from this last weekend show, and they had a really cool police story that I really wanted to share with you because as soon as I heard it, I immediately thought of you guys.
Okay.
They were interviewing a cop, actually, and the story he told took place about 20 years ago. And he was called to the scene of an accident. Apparently, a van had turned over on its side. So the cop shows up, and there's already another cop there, kind of in charge of the scene, and he rolls up and sees a guy standing next to this van, kind of disheveled, you know, because the thing just rolled, and he's holding hands with a chimpanzee. And apparently, this guy does, like, birthday parties and shows and stuff with his pet chimp.
Neat.
And, yeah. And so, the cops are kind of hassling the guy. The main cop decides he wants to give him a breathalyzer test.
Okay.
But this is back in the day. Again, this is 20 years ago, so they didn't have him in the field. They wanted to take the guy down to the station to do it.
Gotcha.
So, the police, they take him to, take the guy to the cruiser, and the chimp kind of starts to freak out. And, yeah. Sounds like my mother-in-law. So the guy tells him, look, man, you don't want to do that. She's going to freak out. You don't want to do that. And, and meanwhile, there's a crowd. Like, of people watching this going down, and
sure.
People in the crowd.
Anything with a chimp is going to draw a crowd.
Yeah, and so people in the crowd are going, oh, you know, a chimp can tear you apart, you're really strong, and this and that and the other thing.
Absolutely true.
They go to handcuff the guy in the car, and the guy's in the car, and,
so they
you know, the guy's like,
to him.
Right, exactly. Right. Of course, they never listen. And
we know what we're doing, shut up!
The guy starts getting into it with the cop, like, look, you know, this is stupid, you can't do this, and, you know, you have no reason to do this, obviously I'm fine, and, you know, he's telling him the story of, like, look, you know, there was a thunderstorm, the lightning freaked out the chimp threw me down, took control of the van, and rolled the van, so, anyway.
What's the problem?
Well, most people driving on the road aren't any better than that anyway, so, yeah. So they, you know, the two cops are talking, and they're like, look, you know, what are we going to do with this chimp? The cop that's telling the story said he tried to call animal control. They wouldn't come out to take the chimp because they didn't believe him. So they had they didn't know what to do with the chimp. So finally, you know, meanwhile this is going on, the chimp goes over to the cop car that the guy that was driving the van was in, is jumping up and down on the car. And so finally they are like, okay, we're going to unarrest this guy and just drive him home. You know, we really can't handle the situation.
Hmm.
So this is the best part. The guy gets out of the car. The chimp promptly goes into the car. The chimp removes the diaper that he's wearing. And it's been used, it's been soiled. Mark, I'm sure you know, I have boys too, I'm sure you know what that's like.
Especially if they have raisins.
Well, I guess chimp poo's a little stronger. And so the chimp takes the diaper off and just starts wiping it all over the inside of the car. And there's nothing they could do. You know, what are you going to
do?
They're going to wreck the chimp.
I'm surprised they didn't shoot the chimp. I mean, they shoot dogs all the time.
Well, that was one thing the cop was saying was like, look, we can't, what if this chimp runs wild? What are we going to do? We can't shoot it in front of all these people. So,
you know,
we
got to
let
people,
it go.
Yeah,
but, you know, exactly. In front of
their behavior will change. As there are more eyeballs, the bureaucrat's behavior changes. And
one of the reasons why I think it's so important that we have a law here that's going through in New Hampshire, it's made it through the House, and hopefully we'll make it through the Senate. I called on it yesterday.
It's a recording law?
Yeah, that you can record police while they're doing their official duty.
Yeah,
I think it's so important.
Useful. So the chimp smearing feces around the inside of the cop car, which, by the way, they can hose those things out. So once they get, I mean, it'll be an unpleasant drive back to the station.
They just had a convict clean it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I just thought it was nice that, you know, the chimp kind of had the final say. And the whole thing.
I love that. That's great.
You know, decided, hey, you know, I'm tired of you guys messing with me. So, I think maybe I might start wearing my son's diapers. And if I ever get hassled by the police, you know, I have an instant pseudo weapon on my hands that I can use.
Is it illegal to walk around in a diaper if you're an adult? I mean, if that's all you have on?
Elderly. Oh, is that the only thing you have on?
Yeah, people wear bathing suits, and those are pretty revealing. Would it be illegal to just wear a diaper and walk down the street?
As long as your private parts are covered, I would imagine so.
I imagine if people saw me walking down the street in only a diaper, they'd start running screaming.
But, thank you for the story this evening. I appreciate hearing from you, Dave, and interesting story. Good on the chimp. 1-800-259-9231. There's
funny.
Some people were talking about some fun things that could be done the outside of a courtroom. And no one brought up a diaper, but I was, you know, thinking about the court and thinking about the chimp, and someone wearing a diaper would be kind of interesting for the men that were searching at the court lobby. But also somebody was talking about, you know, those trick cans where you unscrew the lid and you open the can and this thing pops out, the snake pops out. Somebody was talking about just having a bag full of tricks like that and bringing just a bag full of stuff up to the searching station. Just a mess with those guys a little bit. I don't know. It sounded like fun to me. So who knows if it will manifest itself in reality, but it could, because we've got a lot of creative people up here. Let's continue with your calls. Ampline and Kurt in Michigan. Kurt?
Nope.
No, not Kurt.
Gene, the Christian anarchist.
Gene, you're back. What's on your mind tonight? Back from yesterday.
Well, first of all, I wanted to welcome you into the fold, Ian. I've been working on you for a long, long time.
Wait, what fold?
The fold of being a believer.
A believer in what?
In God.
I guess, again, if you count pantheism, the pantheistic belief, the idea that we are all God or all that is the universe itself, then, yeah. You got me, Gene.
What? That's a start.
Now, that's the end, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you always think it's the end, right?
Yeah, I started with the monotheistic God and then went to atheism and then pantheism. We'll bring you back. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Nick is still an atheist. Mark, you're a Quaker.
Quaker.
I'm a Quaker, too, because you could be a pantheist.
Would you like to be a Quaker, too?
And a Quaker. I wonder if Gene's a Quaker. 800-259-9231. Maybe we'll find out here in moments. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation
and absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. You dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. And see it for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. So we continue here with your calls about anything. We go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line in Tennessee. Gene, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
All right. Well, I was saying that I've seen you come a long way. When I first called you about 4 years ago, you were onto this small government libertarian thing, and I kind of worked on you towards anarchism, and I think that you finally did convert to an anarchist, even though you call yourself free marketeer, whatever.
I prefer voluntarist, I think, more so than anything else.
Yeah, well, whatever you call it, it's still anarchist.
Okay.
And then I tried to work on you when you were a devout atheist, and now I see you have to excuse me, I'm riding my bicycle.
Wow, that's going to be difficult.
You could be careful, would you?
No, I stopped now. I'm on the side of the road.
Oh, okay.
I was riding. But anyway, I've seen you come a long way in the 4 years or so that I've been listening. And I just wanted to congratulate you on your progress and encourage you to continue working on it. And
well, thank you, Gene. I'm certainly on the path, a self-chosen path toward enlightenment, and it's been a fun process so far. And I appreciate you calling in about that. Go ahead with your thoughts for Mark.
And now, Mark, I've seen you progress as well, but you're still a little bit into the statism. But I like your Quakerism idea. I went to the websites and I looked at the Friends churches and stuff. And even though I've never been to a Quaker church, I kind of think maybe that's what I am. I must be a Quaker.
That's how I felt. You know, it's funny, Gene. It's how I felt. I started looking into it, and I felt like, holy crap, I've been a Quaker for years. I love this, and I'm so excited that there's a church like this and that I could go and I'd meet new people that believe like I did, and you know, that's why I love it so much.
But, you know, and I wanted to say that we're all trying to find our meaning in life, and I think that our meaning is to discover the Creator, whoever and whatever form he takes, and I always use the term he, even though he has no sex, he's not a male or a female, but it's a neuter gender term. I know a lot of the feminists get upset when you use the term he when referring to God, but obviously God is not a man or a woman. It doesn't make sense.
It's not very respectful.
Yeah, it sounds terrible, and she sounds ridiculous. So as far as I'm concerned, when I refer to God, it's a he. And it's a neuter gender term, and people just need to open their eyes to what that means. Because in the English language, he does not necessarily determine sex. It can be neuter gender, as it frequently is, which is why...
Gender neutral.
Yeah. Which is why this new politically correct English that's coming out, always referring to everything as he, she, him, her, all that, it's not correct English. The correct English is he when you're referring to a neuter gender term. And so that's my English lesson for today.
All right, Gene. Well, you know what? I appreciate it. I don't think that you'll ever see me in a Christian church or anything like that. But
we'll see.
No,
we'll see, Ian. You're progressing along a path, and you've made...
I don't think the path. I don't think the path toward pantheism leads through organized monotheistic religion. I just don't think it does. And do you go to a Christian church, Gene?
I do. I go to a Methodist church because I like the pastor there, and we have frequent discussions about my Christian anarchy beliefs. He understands where I'm coming from, and he's read a lot of Eller and some of those things. He's a very well-read man, and so I respect his knowledge base. He has an excellent base on history. He knows more about history than I could ever imagine to know, so I respect him definitely on that. Now, he's too much of a statist, and he's starting to open up his eyes to that now because of Obama. He's starting to preach from the pulpit about how, the day is coming when we're going to be at odds with our government. So
is his church
Obama to wake him up.
Is his church a 501c3 church?
Unfortunately, nearly every church is these days. That's something that has to change. People have got to get out of it.
Doesn't that mean he can't talk bad about the state or something like that? I mean, what is it?
You still have the freedom to say whatever you want from the pulpit. It's just that you may lose your 501c exemption, in which case the deduction to your church would no longer be tax deductible, which in my case it doesn't matter because I just donate cash anyway. I don't like playing the income tax game, which is why I've never claimed our 15-year-old son on our tax returns. Primarily because I've never gotten him a Social Security number. And, we're going down for his driver permit next week. No, end of this week. And I've found a way to get him a driver's permit and a driver's license without a Social Security number.
Really? How's that?
Now, in the state of Tennessee, anyway, other states are different. State of Tennessee, you can file an affidavit of never having a Social Security number. I have the form. It's actually downloadable from their website. And that affidavit, along with a proper identification like birth certificate and passport, which he has both of those, will establish his identity sufficiently enough to have a permit and a driver's license issued without a Social Security number.
So you are one of the people who, I mean, just to go back on one of the other things you said, you've successfully gotten your son a passport without using a Social Security number. I've heard it's possible, and apparently you've had success with that.
Well, he's had a passport since he was 8 months old, so he was... That was almost 15 years ago, and back then they didn't require the Social Security number.
Huh.
Nowadays, they ask for it, but you legally don't have to give it if you don't have one. Now, somebody who's been issued one and now has disclaimed it, it may be a different story because it's awful hard to disclaim that number once you've gotten it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I've disclaimed it with any sort of legal paperwork, but I've certainly disclaimed it in the fact that I don't pay anymore into the system. Gene, thanks for the story tonight. Thank you for the call and the thoughts. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Demetrius in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Demetrius.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I was on freekeen.com today.
Yes.
And I saw the article from the Sentinel.
The front page article about our friend Sam, who is now entering into a sixth week in jail for recording.
Yeah. And, I'm kind of a jerk. And I might say to myself, I feel bad, but I don't feel real bad a lot. But I'm starting to feel bad for him. And, it said his weight went from 180 to 115.
Yeah, no, that's not true. That's the one it's the misprint in the story.
It's a big misprint.
Every time we've brought it up, I try to make sure that people understand. That's a terrible, number there, and it's 160, not 116. And there was a mistake that the writer of the story made.
Well, I mean, I saw his picture, and he's trying to look like an old woman.
He's looking awful.
In there.
He looks awful.
He looked awful in the picture, but I mean, I've seen him in person. Have you been down to visit him yet, Mark?
I have not.
He looks fine when you see him in person.
Well, here's not a very big guy. And what I'm worried about is when you go that long without eating and you're not very big, like you don't have a lot of meat on your bones, what happens first is your body goes after your intramuscular fat. You know, it's the fat inside mm-hmm. your muscles and stuff, like right on top of them, like a beer belly.
Mm-hmm.
And once it runs out of that, it starts eating your muscles. You know?
Sometimes it'll, depending on where, honestly, it can go after muscles first sometimes, you know, depending physiologically, what you know, what if your intake of water is enough and things like that.
Well, that's just great.
Yeah, it's not good.
And, you know, it's hard to recover from that.
Yeah.
And I want him out of there.
I agree.
Me too. He's not coming out anytime soon, it doesn't look like. It appears, I mean, from our conversation with him yesterday, that they may be trying to push to put him in an insane asylum because he doesn't agree with the system. He is, you know, obviously, like I, just does not believe in the legitimacy of the government system. It sounds like they may be moving in that direction. Nothing official has been filed toward that. It just, that's the way it seems like they are moving things. So it may become an even more outrageous situation over time. But I'm with you. I hope that he gets out soon, and I hope that he's in okay health when he does it. As I've said, he does look decent in person.
But you, I don't trust you on that one. When I saw those pictures, he looked terrible. You're a pretty thin guy. You're probably not paying much attention. I don't think you pay much attention to people in general, what they
Maybe
have on.
Maybe because he's smiling. You know, he's smiling. He seems to be enjoying himself. So go down and
he
see
could
him.
Be emaciated to have a good, and have a good attitude. That's possible, right?
I'm not telling you. He's lost weight, but I couldn't really tell necessarily by looking at him. That's all. Thanks for the call, Demetrius. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Coming up, a disturbing story that all parents need to hear. And even if you aren't a parent, perhaps you someday will be one. This is a story that everybody needs to be aware of. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's on the way.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.